Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Welcome back to Erois and High Rollers. Last time, the party have arrived in the sky city of Gusthaven, docking their airship for repairs and to reunite with old allies. After recouping the party funds by selling various magical treasures and magitech weapons to Azaria Perel of the Aether Gora and meeting with Sky Prince Aradan and Lucius's sister Adea, the party begin to plan their next steps. Quill uses his Eye of the Storm to learn the teleportation runes needed to access a hidden weapons factory of the Cloud Barons. And Sentry encounters a group of guardians and has the opportunity to use the Prime Matrix and save two ailing guardians themselves. Shortly after, the city is shocked when the astral ship, the Twin Star Longbow, which the party had brought to Erois from the Astral Sea, soars across the trade district pursued by two Cloud Baron ships. The party leap into action to save the Twin Star and find Captain Thalia Whisperwind, Medusa pilot, wounded at the helm. After safely recovering it and making plans to store the Twin Star in Gusthaven, the party must now decide what to do next with the knowledge and information they have. And that is where we are going to pick up today, as it is still middle of the day. We have not begun a new day yet. The grand sky city of Gusthaven, a floating city that soars through the air protected by magic and ruled over by the Sky Prince. You have the Storm Chaser, your airship is still being repaired. Staying there will be noisy and disruptive, but is totally possible. You have rooms in inns provided by the Sky Prince, as well as a secret base that Lucius has maintained beneath one of the noble family's estates, built on his old family home's land.
Secret.
Yeah. It's kind of becoming less secret. But yeah, you guys have a bunch of things. So what do you guys want to do? Like, how do you want to proceed?
I think we're still deciding on where to store this massive alien ship. Mm-hmm. There was no final decision, but I think we would have had a discussion about it. And then I think some people were like, maybe we shouldn't have that trader and all her work colleagues and staff in my basement. So Lucius agrees to put it where the Sky Prince suggests to put it.
Yeah. So the Sky Prince has a kind of royal dock, like a warehouse where his own personal airship and things like that are stored. He can actually have that kind of moved out, and then the Twin Star can be located in there. Has lots of mages and guards that can look after it. Obviously more people will know about it, because it is, you know, built into the sky docks themselves. But it means that you get to keep some level of secrecy with your own little basement of secrets. That can be arranged. The Sky Prince and the Royal Guard Captain and the various shipwrights of Gusthaven will begin making those preparations. Thalia, still injured but recovering, will basically help maneuver the ship into the docks once an appropriate illusion has been conjured, and then it is laid to kind of rest in there and be studied ahead of time.
Cool.
So, anything else from anyone else?
Well, we know what we have to do next, I assume?
We need to teleport circle down to this weapon facility thing to try and shut it down, I guess.
The utmost haste, yes. Before the council meeting.
So, council meeting is in, what, three, four days? 3 days?
3 years.
Four days. Okay. 4 days.
4 days.
To recap the information you have, so in 4 days' time, the leaders of Erois, the world, will be meeting in the Sky City of Horizon to discuss the Valkyrian threat, the Starbane threat, the threat of Kallus Starbane. You heard from Belinor Magrona that his brother, Democles, would be traveling to this kind of, an unknown location a few days before the meeting, about 3 days before, so tomorrow, effectively. It is believed that they are manufacturing Aetherium weapons along with the Valkyrian Empire. So Aetherium being the rare resource that the Sky Cities of Erois is unique to the Sky Cities of Erois. They collect it from the air, and it's used to empower magical items, magical relics, and do wonderful things. It's Adea, Lucius's sister, believes that they are working in collaboration to create weapons.
Cool.
Yep. So,
we have any idea of what the guarding was like?
In terms of guards, there's guards outside their estate, but we don't need to use their teleportation circle to get there. I saw the runes, and I'm pretty sure I remember them, but we can use any teleportation circle.
I'm sure it's pretty sure, Quill.
Like 98%, but
okay.
We can go to Sky Prince and use his teleportation circle. That means we get the runes that we need to make sure that we get back safely as well. We'll end up here, not somewhere else entirely. So that's a way to get there by using the Sky Prince's teleportation circle.
Well, just as a point on teleportation circles, the way it works is the teleportation circle that Gusthaven has. It's not the Sky Prince's, it is the city's. You learn those runes, which are like a permanent like dial code, right? Think of it like a telephone number, right? Once you know the number, you can go to that teleportation circle. Anybody who can cast teleportation circle, you can cast teleportation circle anywhere. You draw it out on the ground with chalk or with dust or whatever, and then you can immediately vanish. However, that circle is only for that one casting. Permanent circles are the ones you have to learn the code for. So, for example, Lucius, who can cast Teleportation Circle, you don't have to go to the Sky Princes to go to teleport somewhere. You just need to know the code to come back, and that's where you'll arrive. So that's the way it works.
Okay.
I'm guessing I can't just leave the circle on the floor and as I can escape. It has to be casted and drawn within 10 minutes, and then boom.
And then it's gone. Yeah, basically, when you use one to travel somewhere, the one you created to go vanishes, basically.
And you can't leave it and be like, I'll leave it for 10 minutes and come back.
No. Yeah, it doesn't stick around, basically. The permanent circles are the ones that you have to come back to, effectively. You basically travel between to a permanent circle, but you can go to it from anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess.
But if we get stuck in this manufacturing facility, then I can at least cast Teleportation Circle as well to get back. I think you can as well, Lucius.
I can. It takes me 10 minutes to draw it all out, but it's possible.
It's not a quick escape. It does take time to conjure a Teleportation Circle.
Yeah. It's a ritual, after all.
Ten minutes.
I believe it's a minute.
Yeah, 1 minute.
Yeah.
Either way, it's an escape. We don't know where this manufacturing facility is. If it's a teleportation circle to get there, it could be anywhere. We're going to need to teleport back anyway, regardless.
True.
But we should definitely go there, try and shut it down. And, I mean, this close to the meeting, they've probably manufactured and maybe even shipped a lot of the weapons that they'll need. But we may be able to find some ledgers of where these weapons went to. A way to stop people at this even getting into the meeting to begin with, if they potentially have these Aetherium weapons.
We need a way to provide evidence as well. Taking our word for it, I'm sure the Sky Prince will. However, the rest of the council, and you know the Dragonborn don't exactly hold us in high regard, taking us seriously is important. So if we can provide some evidence or maybe take something with us, like you say, blueprints or anything like that, plans, that would be a high priority, I assume.
Yeah, it would also be a way to take these weapons and maybe even manufacture them ourselves, or maybe take control of the plant ourselves so that it's under Gusthaven control rather than Magrona control or anything else. But either way, after taking down two airships and saving another one, I'm pretty spent. I think tomorrow is a good idea. After a long rest is what I'm saying.
Okay, that makes sense. Yes, we need to be at our best. We still have 4 days, do we not?
We do. What does everyone else think? What's the plan of attack? You're just going to teleport straight into this place?
If you're our way back out of there, one of our ways back out, and if you're a bit spent already, then yeah, we probably should take some time, not run in. But I am a little bit worried that we're just going to, you know, poof into existence in the middle of a giant factory full of potential very explosive devices, and we have no idea who's there. I don't know what we can do to prepare beforehand, you know? Maybe we can have some plans of attack as much as we can.
Invisibility.
Yeah, always a solid.
I can precast some spells. We can precast a load of stuff before we move in, but again.
You could use the same technique that Nova had to haphazardly apply to you as you decided to fly off from a lunch table and fly to the Magrona's house. The invisible flying scout of the area. Maybe you can do it on Echo or something like that as well.
Yeah, Echo. I can also cast Arcane Eye. I can scout the entire place out. And that's invisible.
That might be good to do.
I can cast invisibility on 4 people. And also I can disappear in the shadows and things like that as well. I've been practicing on my stealth.
Guys, a few having this I can conversation, do too. By the way, a giant metal and wooden creature with giant antlers and a big pair of wings like a giant bird lands as close to Sentry as it can get, which in Gusthaven's docks is on a nearby pier, and it kind of just kind of lets out this kind of mournful as it makes its way towards Sentry, as this giant antlered flying beast now kind of looms beside her.
It's not a Sentry. Is he just staying around with us now? Do we have a pet?
I can bring him back into the Matrix when I want to, but this is Alnisix. This is my new companion.
Alnisix.
Alnisix.
Alnisix. A pleasure to meet you. Put out a velvet glove to something.
Yeah, I think that Arnisus would kind of raise a taloned claw or maybe kind of lower its head so your hand brushes against it. It's strange. It is a mixture of organic kind of wood, kind of like Sentry, right? It looks like a guardian. It has like these organic wood elements, vines for muscles, but then it has like armored metal plates as well. And then this single glowing eye in the middle of its face. And then these giant antlers reach up. I say giant, it's actually probably not as big as I first described. It's only a medium creature, but it's still got like a pretty big wingspan, so when it's all kind of like brings its wings in, it seems quite large and imposing.
A big presence.
I mean, it's got to be big enough to carry Sentry, who is also large and imposing, so yeah, exactly. I imagine it's pretty decent size.
Yeah, you know, you're probably looking at kind of, its body is smaller than a horse's, like it's probably just big enough for Sentry to ride, but then it has these huge wings that are all folded up and these big powerful talons beneath it.
Pleasure to meet you.
And it kind of just brushes its head up against your hand, Lucius.
Lovely.
He's very glad to meet you too. To meet all of you.
Is this
yeah.
Elko, right?
Yeah. In a way. The same way that Elko is also Echo.
variants okay. of your...
So can you still summon Echo and Elko?
I can only summon one at a time.
Hmm.
So they serve different purposes in their different forms. But, yeah, this is, I suppose, my airborne variant.
Okay. Okay, two of us can fly now. We're making progress.
I feel a little bit better about the fact that Sentry
I can fly.
Might not fall off of things as often if she can, you know, have something to fly on.
Something that we did clarify, we got a bit wrong last time. It does take 10 minutes to summon your steed. If you're falling, you can summon it as you're falling. You need to have, them out and ready to go. But again, like the Fine Grey Testicle, like they exist now. You could have them nest on the ship and they'll just stay there until you summon them. You can communicate with them telepathically. So at any point you can just be like, hey, I need you to come and get me or whatever, or do this, and they can give you information and stuff like that as well. So, yeah.
Speaking of flight, for the rest of us, perhaps it's worth, I'm going to go get some resources so that we can cast these teleportation circles. I'll head to the trade district to do that. I feel like a strong otherworldly presence patting me on the back for that. and yes, then we should probably get some Featherfall tokens for those that can't fly and hit the floor like a dead weight.
We've used all of ours. Probably a good idea.
So if I could have...
I feel like we should probably put in an order as well for the wolf pack, for the crew's armor and weaponry as well.
Yes, an enchanted weaponry, pikes, I believe it was. All fully enchanted. And the ability to fly.
I don't know. Armor.
Once again,
well. Armor.
If the wolves can squishy. Fly before I can fly, I'm going to be mad about it.
We'll put
just
in
saying.
Another order.
I mean, I can.
Okay.
I can cast fly on three people, including myself.
I know, but
you
don't
want to.
I don't want to rely on someone else to fly. You know, if the wolves can fly whenever they want, I want to fly whenever I want to. It's just a principle thing, I think. I mean, I don't know. I'm fine though. So, you know.
Okay.
If you just hand me all the platinum bars that we have, I'll go order all these things.
We don't have any left. We spent them all.
Yes.
We have gold.
24,000 gold. Yeah.
Yes.
And that will give us all the everythings, yes?
Almost definitely not. Not fully enchanted weaponry, no. Not for everyone on the ship. All 10, apparently 10.
I don't think we're going to be able to afford enchanted weaponry for everybody on the ship, Lucius, I'm afraid. I think at first we should go for a standard armor and weapon set.
I told them that they'd get one, though.
Why would you do that?
I got excited.
Okay. All right. Well, either way, I have all the money in this little replica chest.
Wallet.
So.
I'm also updating it whenever you do stuff, because I've got it on my inventory, by the way, just out of double checking that we are actually tracking this stuff.
Yeah, I do.
So, is the plan to go and buy this stuff and get these materials for teleportation circles and stuff? We can probably just kind of skip over some of this because you know where to go. You've already met Azaria Perel. She likes you guys and happily sells things to you. They can also supply mundane gear from the Aethagora as well. The teleportation circles for each casting of teleportation circle, as Lucius is very aware, having motioned it, you will need rare chalks and inks infused with precious gems worth 50 gold for each casting. So
Azari
can probably supply up to 4 castings, so 200 gold's worth on hand, and then she'll be able to get more made for the future. But for the time being, she can sell you up to 4 castings of teleportation circle. The Wolfpack's gear, you actually, Kamara, put a list together. If you would like to buy them a whole new set of weapons, which it would basically equip every Wolfpack member with a heavy crossbow, a pike, and short swords, all mundane, not magical, would be 600 gold. And then in terms of boosting their armor, their current AC is 14, each member's. You can boost all of them to have an AC of 16 for 2,000 gold, or boost their armor to 17 for 4,000 gold. And it still gives them full range of movement. They won't have disadvantage on acrobatics or like doing any like ship stuff, depending.
Who's with me in this trading?
I'm the money guy at the moment, so I am.
So I think all like the whole party's together. I don't think you guys split.
Go on, Quill. Go on, give them the big one.
So we're looking at what, 7,800 for weapons, armor, four castings of teleportation circle.
No, I believe you might be combining the two different sets of armor there, my good man. 4,000, if you wish to give your crew the best armor possible, splint mail, a variant of splint mail, it would be 4,000 gold, and then 600 gold for a set of weapons, for 10 sets of weapons, and then 200 gold for the teleportation circle's costing. So 4,800.
I was combining. 4,800, we can do it. As the quartermaster, I will fulfill my role by saying it can be done. Now, as the captain, you have to make the final decision.
Oh, yes. Give money.
Oh, okay, then. In that case, tiny chest, big chest.
Just on the table.
Very impressive.
There you go. 4,800. One, two, three, four.
I'm not going to close.
We've missed the meeting.
You pay the money, mark it off your sheet, and I will update the airship's stats to include stats for the crew. But generally, their survivability improves. So things like with the crew, buying this stuff for them, because I don't track things like hit points for the individual crew members. They generally have their own system of like when they get injured. But this makes them much more durable. So if you get into another fight or if they take damage, like buying upgraded weapons and armor, it makes it a lot better. Right? So it's not just an investment in boosting their AC and giving them different weapons. It will basically increase their attack rolls when they make an attack as, you know, the part of the crew action and stuff like that. Paid for. Azaria will have all that sent to the Storm Chaser. She won't trouble you with traveling all that. She's like, no, I can send that all off. She probably hints that she's very excited to work on the Sky Prince's new project. She's been informed of that, her involvement, and is very interested and excited. Sells you the teleportation circle, everything else. Yeah.
Lucius very obviously looks around. What project?
I don't know of any project, Quill. Do you?
No, my dear Lord Alanester, there is no need to be coy. My chambers are warded against scrying or eavesdropping, and anybody within earshot will most certainly be coming with me as my assistants.
Right. Got to keep these things on the down low, though. I'm practicing.
And if I were creaking to the ones who were not involved, you can be assured that I would be subtle.
Excellent. Glad we could count on you. Anyway, Quill, let's head to my house, not
subtle
in the basement.
Yeah,
let's go.
okay, that's where we're going.
Take care. And she just smiles. This kind of very ethereal, very odd woman, Azaria Perel. There's often a disconnect when you speak with her that you don't notice. As you are traveling. Back to Lucius's hidden basement. Nova Vija.
Oh no.
You hear a voice in your head. A voice you have not heard in a long time.
Oh.
It is the voice of Professor Whitsong, your old academy professor.
Oh.
Nova, this is Professor Whitsong. Spoke with your mother. Incredible finds. Things have been happening in Vortensar. My research halted, being kept quiet. Be careful. You have 25 words to respond. It is a sending spell.
Oh God, she knows I didn't submit my last paper.
Not
the
conscious effort to.
Are you in danger? Is it Starbane?
Yep, that counts.
Possibly meeting council member soon. Can I trust them? So much to tell you. I don't know if that's 25.
You got 22. 3 left, I think.
Yours sincerely, Nova.
Okay. There is not a follow-up sending.
Oh. Oh. Not that I want to add anything to our ever-growing list of things to do, and we do have quite the list of things to do. I've just received a message from my professor back in Vortensar, and
oh, lovely!
It doesn't sound good. She says that her project has been suspended, and she says to watch out and be careful. Which, if she's saying it, something's wrong. Something's going wrong. I've sent her a message back to ask for more, but she hasn't replied yet. I know that we've got more pressing things right now with the bomb and the meeting, which is probably also going to bomb. If we could just add that to the pile of, oh my, there's a lot of things going on.
Right, okay.
This project, is it important?
Yeah, what is the project the professor is working on?
Well, Professor Whitsong, she moved to Vort. The reason she's actually a high elf. She's not a Ganassi. And the reason that she moved to Vortensar was to investigate the Jasavir incident. Of course, you all know about the Jasavir incident, don't you? From the last time that I told you about it, right, Cole? Right, Lucius?
Yes.
Yes.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jasavir incident. Yes. You know the one, Quill. Nudge him.
Mm-hmm. My favorite.
Mm-hmm. Was it better than my planet being blown up?
It was on a similar vein
I think I was distracted by that last time you mentioned it. So sorry, I really didn't listen. My bad.
It's fine, Ayla. I it's fine with you two. It's just the other two.
Yes, your people are on their own. Yes, we understand.
Yes. Yeah. The Jasavir incident is basically where the city from the Ganass homeworld was accidentally teleported by high elves from this world and swapped places with Vortensar. So Vortensar is actually from the planet Ganass, which we discovered when we were up there in the Astral Sea. So she was trying to investigate the spell that the high elf scholars in this planet carried out. So she could figure out if she could teleport them back, or, you know, how to stop this kind of thing from happening again. But also, maybe we were kind of investigating a little bit into planar magic, but it's fine. And if she's been told to stop that, then something, I don't know, with everything that's happening, I don't know. I have suspicions. Starbane suspicions.
Well, it would be sensible to assume it's part of a bigger, more terrifying scheme. And to work backwards from that, if it's not, that's good. But we could always plan that it's the worst case scenario, at least. But you're right, we do have only a few days now to sort this current incident, but I'm sure we will. Can you send a message, I assume, back?
Yeah, I asked for more details, but she hasn't replied yet. I didn't tell you, but I cast Dream the other night so I could speak to my mother, and I sent her kind of information on Ganass to share with the professor, which I think is why the professor's got in contact with me. I guess we'll see if there really is a council member coming from Vortensar in the next few days, and maybe I can learn more from them, depending on who they are.
Yes. We'll make that a priority to make sure that you have contact with them.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lucius.
Well, I'm sure all of us agree, right?
Oh, 100%, yes.
Just very verbal diarrhea today. I don't know why. I've had too much caffeine.
Sentry, stop, yeah, Sentry, making so much coffee. It's too much.
Stop. Me to make is amazing, and I can't stop drinking it. I can't stop giving it out. The people need to try it.
I can stop
it
at any time.
Good.
Couldn't you, Sentry?
Me too.
Anytime.
I can stop whenever I wanted. Whenever I wanted. Isn't that right?
Right now.
Isn't that right, everybody?
I'm not drinking right now. Not a big deal.
I'm not drinking right now. Not right now at all.
And how bad is your headache?
Huh?
Oh, you're both drinking. Okay, great. Well, okay. Well, Vortensar can be on the list. I mean, we're in Gusthaven. We're heading to Horizon. Vortensar should be accessible, relatively easily accessible, with all the teleportation circles on every city. So maybe we can get there quite quickly after the meeting. But it's just a question of when do we get our ship back.
Well, if we're still waiting for the ship, then we can go via teleportation circle anyway. And then when we come back, maybe the ship will be done. You know, put on the list. The big list that keeps expanding.
Big list. Right, excuse me, I'll just add that to the list as well.
With all of this, what's the plan? I mean, it is probably just barely afternoon, or at least early afternoon. Is there any plans that you want to do before you? I know you guys want to take a long rest before you head to this secret facility. What's the plan?
Maybe we should check in with Moonstar.
Oh yeah,
Moonstar.
Your sister?
Yes. Whoa, Ayla.
Well, we can't say that in public.
Yeah, it's like talking about the secret basement.
Well, the
basement,
definitely.
Yeah.
We're all in the basement right now.
Oh, right.
Extra
secret
caution.
Secret basement.
To update her, maybe she can assist with this infiltration, so to speak.
That's
maybe some
idea.
More information from the good Magrona.
is she a daytime kind of person? I mean, she does seem to operate mostly at night. Does she just sleep through the day? Does she just not sleep? She's an elf, isn't she? So elves don't sleep. That's really handy. I can see how that would be really handy being a nighttime.
Well, they have to rest. Mm. They have to trance for 4 hours. It's not that they don't sleep. Mm. They do.
Yeah. Handy.
Yeah. Well, so you guys, you can head to the Lucius basement if you wish. See if Moonstar is there.
Yes, I'm sure they will be aware and will come see us. They probably know that we're speaking about this already and will meet us at my special hidden place that doesn't exist.
Great, okay, subtlety. Sure, let's go there, see if we pick up some featherful things
on the way.
Yes, you wanted how many featherful tokens did you want? We'll just do it. They're 50 gold each.
Should we do one each? Well, actually, one Quill, each. You don't need one.
Yeah.
So, 1, 2,
you don't need one.
4.
200 gold. Just mark off 200 gold and get a featherful token each.
Right. Isn't it nice being able to not need that? Being able to fly
until
again.
Until wing gets broken, they'll need another one.
We don't talk about that. We don't talk about it.
Not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
You guys you pick those up on route, whatever it is. Yeah, you grab them.
Thank you all.
You can say something?
Nothing. When we're there. If Moonstar's there, then great. If not, I'll sending.
Yeah,
them,
no. So when you head down into the secret El Ernesto basement beneath the little park that's been set up, you find this big open expanse area. There, not necessarily things have been moved in, but a small corner of it has been dedicated to what appears to be like a small workbench. There is a bedroll on the floor, some satchels containing supplies, clothes, that sort of thing. And you see, with the mask off, Adea, Lucius's sister, is tinkering with something on the workbench, some sort of kind of grappling launcher, kind of grappling hook device. And she's fiddling with that. She hears, there's no immediate panic. You know, she seems to be aware that you've entered, but doesn't say anything. Seems to be intently working on her latest gadget, her latest little trinket.
Hello. Didn't mean to interrupt your, whatever that is, but,
You are not interrupting.
We
Akile. I am capable of maintaining a conversation and working on this at the same time. She seems to be kind of screwing in various plates and some sort of crystal device.
Wonderful. Well, we wanted to update you on our plans regarding the Magrona weapon manufacturing facility thing. We intend to head down there via teleportation circle tomorrow as early as we can. We plan on maybe casting invisibility before we enter, so we don't get spotted the moment we enter the place.
Wise.
But you are
Do you know where this facility is? You say that you are traveling there via teleportation circles. You have obviously studied the runic sequence necessary. Do you know where it is?
Would I know how to find out if I just had the runes?
No. It's literally just knowing a it's like knowing a telephone number, right? Like,
right.
It could be anywhere.
No, I don't know where it is. But it's accessible now that we have the runes to get there. But since you're a master of, staying silent and hidden, we were wondering if you wanted to help in some way, scout the playback.
I am no master of those sorts of things, nor fear. Lucius is Nye's guardian and protector taught me. She is far more adept at stealth than I am. I have practiced a little bit in the city. I intend on coming with you. I made this clear last time. I'm glad that you've informed me, but obviously I am coming with you. This concerns the people that killed my parents, and Lucius will be there, and it is important to Gusthaven's protection. I am coming with you. In terms of your tactics, invisibility, yes, a very sound idea, especially for those of you, she looks in Sentry's direction. You do not seem to be the quietest of individuals, Guardian.
No, stealth is something I've struggled with in the past, I'll admit. It's not
invisibility
really
will
suit.
Be it's very valuable for you then. If the Magronas are, they must be involved. If you've confirmed that they have this facility through whatever means you have, they are potent mages. We should expect that there may be magical defenses there. Things that can see through invisibility, things that can dispel spells, perhaps even constructs to protect them, soldiers. I imagine this place will be heavily defended. We should expect a battle. But the longer we can go undetected, the more we can discover without being found, the better.
Perfect. Well, we've got Sentry's Echo.
I am working on a new... My previous... my magic is... better suited to creating these machines and relics. I lack a lot of abilities to get around by myself. I've been modifying a sort of tether, a kind of grappling tether to go further and longer. It's proven useful in the past.
Oh, I don't know if this would be any use to you, but I found this, and I take out a kind of battered bit of parchment. I took this from the Prime facility a long time ago. You might find some use from it. And I hand over the sketch of there was like a sketch of a metal rod with different weapon heads that weapon heads could be attached to. If I just say weapon heads enough, maybe the words will actually come out my face properly.
She looks at the parchment. Is like this is fine work. This was being drafted by a very powerful magician, somebody who was very well versed in enchantments. I think that such a thing is quite honestly a bit beyond my abilities, Nova. This is my talents. My brother has the innate magical abilities that he has. I was more of a study, and in that study of magic, I also have a lot of my father's inventiveness. I am not as skilled with raw magic as our mother and as Lucius are. My talents lay in creating technology, I suppose, of a sort. This item is far more enchantment. This would have been made by a very powerful sorceress or wizard. I imagine somebody like Azaria Perel would probably be more suited to something, making something like this. These formulas are more in line with creating magic items the traditional method. Mine are a little bit more modern.
Ooh, thinking of modern, do we want to show Adea the things that we brought back on from the Astral Sea that are just on the Twin Star Longbow?
What are you doing with your face right now, Nova? What are you?
I'm trying to do the secret. Like, I just feel like we need a visual signal for when we're being secret.
I feel like she can Lucius. Hear you.
Ah, the thing of that Lucius's eye has been doing. That.
Yeah.
I'm like flicking a light on and off.
It's like one light goes off and then one light comes, you know, it goes off and on. That's the equivalent of winking for centuries.
I've been trying to be really subtle with it. I think I've got my language very down, but it's just the face.
I can hear you, Nova. You're not being particularly quiet. What thing?
We brought back like this thing. This, like, I don't know what it is. Some kind of transport that works with magic-y things that Magitech. Are all from that
I
stuff.
I mean, I'm certainly interested. Some sort of transport that moves via magic. What, similar to an airship?
No, it's little and grand. It has, like, wheels.
Two wheels. Only two.
That shouldn't be possible. Something that small would require an immense amount of Ethereum. I am interested. That's very interesting, actually.
Where did we keep that? Where is it now?
It's on the ship.
On the ship.
We should probably bring that into my secret basement.
Please, say secret basement one more time.
We're in it. It's fine. It's safe here. I can say it all I like. We should go fetch it, though.
Yes. Let me put my mask on and I'll come with you.
Right. We'll show you. Great.
Yes. I'd like to see the ship. I've heard about it and I saw it. I assumed it was involved with all of you somehow. I'm very curious to see it as well.
It's our ship.
You know, the Sky Prince would like me to investigate it along with Azaria.
Well, we'll give you the tour.
Excellent. Let me just... And she picks up her kind of opaline, rounded mask, puts her hair up and like clasps on like a helmet, and then it snaps to, and the voice modulation kind of comes over. All right, let's go.
Would it not be best for us to not be seen with you, for your identity's sake?
Since working with the Sky Prince, I've been more visible in the city. I don't think it would be too unusual. Also, I will be sticking to the shadows.
Very well. Does anyone want anything from the ship, or you're coming with me?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to go now. You want to go now. Now.
Oh, what do you...
You want to go now.
You got things to do?
Okay, no. No, I've got nothing else to do. No possible way of getting out of this. Okay, let's go. Yeah,
you
I
don't
need
have
to get
to
my
come.
Scarf back anyway.
I understand. It's nothing personal.
I need to get my scarf back. So, Yep.
Oh, you can get the scarf back.
If we can investigate this ship and this transport you have, I would also be Sentry, you appear to be very different from the last time I spoke with you. Could I talk to you about the whatever has happened, this transformation?
Oh, of course you can. Yeah.
It's very interesting. You're radiating a considerable amount more magical power. Something like that could be extremely beneficial.
It's the Prime Matrix. We went to the Volcanos facility, and I met the Prime, who is this ancient guardian who's been on Arois for thousands and thousands of years. And he passed his power over to me, and now I'm his descendant.
I know that the people of Zolvin were marveled for their magical advancements and technology they created. Is it possible that this Prime was the source of that knowledge?
I believe so.
I would very much appreciate it if I could study whatever has happened to these improvements.
Yeah. Can do.
And with that, she just kind of gets her things ready to leave.
You could probably tell that Sentry was a bit uncomfortable with that, right? With that request, maybe? Can I messenger ring Sentry and just say, you don't have to if you don't want to, Sentry?
It's okay. I'm sure any knowledge gained from my race is beneficial to anyone. In some regard, a lot of people don't know a lot about guardians. It's just it's been a lot. It's a lot of people have asked.
That's what I mean. Like, I know that you're amazing and you're like the god of all guardians and stuff. But if someone tried to prod about and examine why I had any of my powers, I would probably hit him. So I mean, if you don't want to do it, you just say, okay.
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 Thank you, Ayla.
Cool. So the plan is to head to the ship?
Yes.
Okay. You guys make your way. You have full authority. You know, you are literally champions of the Sky Prince as far as the city is concerned. So making your way into the secret hangar is no problem. Inside, it's probably been a few hours by the time it took you to go and buy stuff with Zarya, get that all shipped out, come back to the secret lab and chat with, all of this kind of stuff. It's probably getting to evening time. And when you arrive, you can see that work has already been, the ship has been pulled into a large, huge warehouse, and there is like wooden scaffolding built around so that people can get onto the top of it. You see a black dress, wearing her black dress with this kind of ornate mantle of shimmering purple and black cloth, is Azaria Perel, and she has a visor of crystal over her eyes, which is kind of glowing with subtle enchantments, and she's just staring up at it in wonder, kind of making suggestions to an attendant who's making notes nearby. Guards are patrolling around it. But yeah, you make your way in. You head up to the kind of landing entry and peer inside, where you can hear Captain Thalia aggressively. You kind of enter and you just hear a, "No, don't fucking touch that. I'll let your mage examine it, but you don't know what you're doing. Just leave it alone, all right? If you touch that too much, we're probably going to send a pulse of infernal energy through the ship. Go on, get out. Go on, go and speak to your mistress. Get out of here. Ugh. Kyrie, they're fiddling around with the engines again. Can you check the weapons charge? Oh, it seems okay, Captain. Not too overcharged over here. I think we're in safe parameters. All right, at least they didn't do that. Could have blown off half of this warehouse if they'd messed around with it too much. And then emerging from the engineering department with a buttoned-up shirt this time, a cleaned Nova's scarf around her neck. You can see it's been cleaned of like any blood and things like that. Oh. And Thalia is actually wearing it like a scarf. She kind of emerges, not expecting to see you guys there, and there is a kind of like, hey! And then she starts taking the scarf off kind of thing, as if like, oh, I'd forgotten I was wearing this kind of thing. And she's like, I wasn't expecting to see you all so soon. Are you all well?
Are you okay? You seem to be having trouble with the researchers tinkering.
Oh, yeah. They're tinkering too much, honestly, Keelik. They're fiddling with things they don't understand. They're treating the infernal engine like one of these plebeian airships that you travel around on. It's not the same. Ethereum, whatever it is, very different thing. The infernal engines are temperamental if they're not dealt with properly. But yes, other than that, they're annoyingly curious. They all keep looking at me as if I'm about to turn them into stone, which I find very irritating. And apparently, nobody's willing to bring me any alcohol, so I'm annoyingly sober.
I could probably talk to them and say that in exchange for poking and prodding at this, that they should bring you alcohol. Maybe scare them into doing it.
Please do so. Well, they're too scared to even talk to me half the time, so if you wouldn't mind, Ayla, that would be much appreciated. Who is this? And then she points in the direction of the masked Batman. the Batman woman you have brought with you.
This is
where Mark's going to have to annoy me talking two character voices.
This is Moonstar. She works with the Sky Prince and is working with us as well on a mission coming up, and she is very invested in this sort of technology. I've given her access to have a look at the ship, if that's all right with you, Captain.
Well, thanks for at least asking my permission. Seeing as we've got enough of these elves poking and prodding the Twin Star, one more won't make a difference. Moonstar looks kind of around. It's hard, you can't read an expression because she has this complete mask on. This is a extremely impressive thing. I don't quite know what to even call it. Vehicle seems utterly lacking in descriptive terms. Thalia just kind of nods. Well, at least somebody appreciates the Twin Star. Yes, by all means, have a look around if you wish. Are you all staying around for a bit longer? And you can see Thalia's kind of like looking, glances at Nova, looks around at everyone else again.
Nova is currently hiding behind Sentry, just kind of lurking a little bit, just like, just...
Yeah. Oh, we were hoping to take a look at the, you know that thing? It's got like two handles, two wheels, kind of roll it around and it stays upright.
Magic bike. Yes. The one that you recovered from that Valkyrian ship.
Yeah, we wanted to show Moonstar that as well.
I wasn't sure if you wanted this Zarya woman to look at it, so I hid it in the storage compartment. But yes, if you want to take it,
thank you.
By all means.
Yes. Don't want everyone scrutinizing all of the things that we own.
You might have a difficulty getting it past her. She's been obsessively over the ship. But it's in the storage. I can lower it from the outside, and then you can take it out from there. But what you
Is there something fancy yet completely useless that you could trigger on the ship to get the attention of the staff whilst we put a cloth on it?
I haven't turned the shields on yet. I'm sure that will draw their attention.
I have a suggestion. Can we just tell them to piss off for like an hour or something and then they can come back later?
Maybe you lot can. They're not really willing to listen to me. It seems that they keep saying that as per the agreement with the Sky Prince, they've been given full rights to examine it. But maybe if you tell them, it might have some more meaning.
Lucius, you could maybe say that you need an hour or something. I don't know. This is at the end of the day, it's not her ship. She's been given privilege here. So I think that asking for an hour is fine. And then we can hide it away again. She doesn't need to see it.
True. I just hope it doesn't raise more suspicion than necessary.
But just say that we want to spend some quality time with our friend and have some drinks. Because I do actually want a drink.
I'll go ask them now. And I'll walk out.
Okay, sure.
Can I go with him and just try and look intimidating? Sure. Don't know if it'll do anything to this woman, but I'll try.
Okay. So yeah, you guys making your way out there. I think shortly off, like while you're having this conversation, Kyrie, the little harpy girl who's the gunner of the Twin Star, kind of clambers down the ladder and is kind of peeking around. Oh, hello everyone. And she kind of looks at the ground, averting her gaze. Big cat, you hear like a meow from the helm, and the big white cat of Big Cat emerges, kind of brushes up against Sentry and Quill. Nova.
Oh, still so cuddly. Still so cuddly, Big Cat. Not trying to eat me, at least.
Yes. As I think he's been missing all of you quite a lot. Nova, thank you for saving him.
Well, it's no problem. I won't save anyone. Big Cat.
I think that the plan, I don't really want to, I think seeing as we're on the Sky City, I was thinking that perhaps Kyrie and Big Cat and I might stay off the ship. It's rare that we actually leave it, and seeing as people are poking and prodding all over the place, I thought maybe we'd go and check out one of the inns in the city. Is there... Are you staying anywhere in particular, all of you?
Lucius will whip around as he's, like, almost out the door of the ship.
Sure.
Oh, yes, you can come stay in our seat.
And he just backs away.
We are staying in a inn, yeah. Lovingly gifted by the Sky Prince.
I mean... what was the inn called?
You can have my room if you want. I'll just sleep on the Storm Chaser. I'm really not fussed by the fancy room.
Oh, it's fine. I'm sure. Well, considering this deal I've broken with your Sky Prince, getting a room should be. I think that that's within his accommodations. No, I think it would just perhaps be good to get off the ship for a little bit. And she kind of just looks a bit awkward and stands around while this is all going on. Ayla and Lucius, you guys make your way over. Azaria has kind of turned. Is almost doesn't notice you guys approaching. It isn't until one of her attendants kind of like taps her on the shoulder and points that she kind of looks over. Ah, Lord Elenasto and Ayla, I believe, wasn't it?
Yep. Hi.
Hello again.
How can
again.
I help you?
Lucius gives a glance at her attire. Trying to hide his expression, but noticing he gets a few like flashbacks to other sorts of things that have worn similar color schemes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean it's well, perhaps you're okay. So when I said it was like black and purple cloak, it's not Valkyrian purple. It's like a shimmery fabric, right? It's more of like very wizardy. It's very like it's probably glamour weave, the same thing that your Lucius's clothes are made out of. So it's all kind right. of like sparkling, glimmering. But yeah, it's. I was
doesn't
not
have Starbane on the back embroidered.
No, but it's not even the same color, right? Like it's not okay. like a stark purple. It's just has a purple shimmer of magic to it is what I more meant.
All right. Good.
It's almost like she dresses almost like a widower at a funeral, you know, like it's this big elegant black dress with like a veil and stuff. And then this kind of shimmery black, shimmery purple ish energy.
I love the outfit, by the way.
Thank you. I do try and do my own fashion trends. I know that bright colors are more in at the moment, but
they are
something elegant about a clean black or a mute gray.
I need to add that to my wardrobe. Please let me know who your tailor is.
Of course, yes. I have one in my house at the Aether Gora. You've come and see them sometime.
Oh, yes. Sorry about that. I did get carried away. I said I wouldn't buy from this place.
You did. Is there something that I can help you with? I must admit, I'm quite keen to continue studying this incredible thing, this vehicle, this ship. It is
quite the
miraculous.
Vessel. Yes, first of its kind. Quite the honor, I'm sure. I hope you understand the gravitas of your situation, being the very first of an Erosian, seeing such. Technology and keeping it
at the utmost importance. You're mistaken, of course, dear Lord Elenasto. I'm not the first to see such a device, am I?
Hmm?
Well, you and your companions, you were the ones who discovered it and brought it here.
True, but I mean in terms of research and that knowledge going beyond where we are right now in Gusthaven.
Very true.
And use you for I'm dumb. I am a dumb man. I think Ayla can agree.
Oh, 100%.
I am not going to take this technology and research and then utilize it for Erois. I simply used it to get back. I mean, never mind. Anyway, what I'm trying to say...
Do not put yourself down, Lord Elenasto. Like so many, you made use of what was available to you, even if you did not fully understand it. It is... Well, that is common for most people. It is rare that an individual asks why something works. For most people, it is merely enough that it does work.
Precisely. What's she talking about? Anyway... I would like to put in a request, if possible. We haven't spoken to our dear friend, the captain of this ship, Thalia, and her dear friends, our friends Big Cat and Kyrie, for a very long time, and they've had quite a rough time of it, and we wouldn't mind a moment peace
aboard the ship, and also to go through our belongings. Some of our belongings are still on board, and I'd like to procure them because they are personal effects of some of ours. We'd like to remove them from the ship before everyone starts rummaging through my undies and other things that I haven't even washed. So, if you wouldn't mind giving us an hour.
We just want to chat with Thalia. She's a bit overwhelmed with everyone poking about. Can you give us an hour to just catch up with her? She was a bit banged up when she got here, and then come back. Is that okay?
You are requesting that my team and I vacate the warehouse whilst
just
you
briefly.
Have these conversations.
Briefly.
Make a persuasion check, Lucius. You may... No, you're not going to get advantage. She does not... I mean, Ayla, you can make an intimidation check if you really want, but your presence certainly doesn't intimidate her.
Eh, I won't bother.
She's not the type to be threatened by physical endeavors.
17.
She looks at you for a long time, and it's this uncomfortable sensation of, like, feel like you're being read, like you're a book, and she's just like analyzing. She like her eyes like absorb every inch of you. Of course, Lord Delanesto, I would not think of depriving you from companionship with you, this wonderful woman who has come from the astral space. I'm sure
there are
much
kind.
You wish to talk about. Of course, yes.
Very hospitable.
I will
of
have
you.
My. We will take a break. I will have my staff leave and give you some time to speak.
Good for morale, course, I heard. Frequent breaks.
Of course, yes. But also, please do not feel that you must hide anything from me. If there are things that you wish to remove from the ship, or if there are conversations you wish to have, anything that you say in my presence is, it is... It would not go any further than myself.
Okay, I'll be honest
with
you.
Can I insight check her?
Yeah, of course.
Whilst it's been incited...
Wait, what? Insight check?
Oh, no, it's not terribly, though. I only got a 9.
You know, it's the classic thing of, like, she is very difficult to read. Like, you don't see any body language or, like, anything that would imply that there's anything more to what she's saying. You don't know.
If you must know, and I'm sure a strong trust between those that work directly for the Sky Prince is important.
Of course.
I do have a small bag of experimental underwear, and you're actually the first to know about it. Some of them has less material than I'm willing to show other people, but I'm building the confidence. Some of them have the initials of my family embroidered on them. Is that what you needed to know?
There is a look of disappointment. And just kind of like, not pity, but almost just like, oh dear. Well, I will leave you to your experimental endeavors. We shall take a brief break. And she waves to her attendant, a signal for the team to vacate for a small period of time.
Perfect, thank you.
Much appreciated. And I'm gonna look at Lucius with a... What the hell? I'm pretty sure she could probably read from my expression that she, that Ayla was like, "What the hell are you doing?" But she will also say, "Can you just, Thalia? She's not going to turn anyone to stone. She doesn't really like it when people, you know, overly stare at her. Just as a point for your team. I don't know if it'd be reassuring for them.
Of course, no. Please, you Ayla, know. Miss Ayla." Extend my deepest apologies. Unfortunately, some of my staff are not as they are perhaps a little small-minded in certain circumstances.
Oh, of course.
Please make Miss Thalia well aware that I am deeply sorry for any insult, and that I have no concerns of her appearance or abilities, and I'm more than willing to help. I could perhaps discuss her condition with her. Perhaps there is a way that I may be able to help if that is something that concerns her.
I think that would be of great interest to her, if you wouldn't mind. That would be very, very much appreciated by all of us, actually. So, yes, thank you. It's more that she's not easily offended, Thalia, like, at all. It's more that I kind of feel like your crew could maybe do with feeling a bit more comfortable. Like, they're fine. She's fine.
There will
She's
be
got no interest peace. In that.
There is no need. There will disciplinary actions will be taken. And she makes a note. She says,
"Oh, whoa, bit he- no.
No, 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 please. No. It is not no. appropriate for my staff to treat one another and to make them feel in that case. No, no, no. There must be at least a warning must be given. A verbal warning will be given.
Just set their minds at ease. So there's no trouble.
And don't forget, this is her vessel, and she owns it, and she knows it inside and out.
I'm deeply interested in her knowledge of how this vessel runs, what it has achieved, but also of the worlds that she must have visited. I find her fascinating.
Mm. Oh, she's got some stories. You're going to have great conversations. Oh. I'm sure she'd be more than happy to chat to you.
Thank you. I please extend my invitation. If she wishes accommodations, if she wishes new clothing or food or anything she requires, Perel, House Perel will provide. And she nods her head. I will leave you to your catching up. She smiles and almost like doesn't quite float, but she just walks effortlessly with grace. Like everything she does is just ethereal and perfectly balanced. And she just... yeah. Meanwhile, in the Twin Star, how's that awkward scenario going? Out of interest.
Nova's still hiding behind Sentry, kind of just looking at everywhere, like really intently at some of the paneling, and
okay,
yeah.
I think Sentry would like pick up on it and just ask how Nova's doing. It's like, are you okay? Is it the professor? Your mum? There's a lot on your mind. Are you okay?
Really worried about the professor. We got a lot going on. Nervous look at Thalia, nervous look away. No doubt. This is fun.
I think Quill, what's Quill doing in all of this?
I'm leading towards the magic bike thing. Like, so when we found this, we were being chased by like this giant space worm thing. Okay, it was huge, and Lucius got turned to stone, and we tried to balance him on top of this thing to ride us back. Honestly, I think this thing saved us. I don't know how we would have got him out there if it wasn't for this thing. But it stays balanced. Two wheels, balanced.
So you're explaining this to Moonstar. I get what you're doing now. Like, you're telling the story. I think you noticed that Kyrie kind of follows behind as well, and is kind of has just followed you and Moonstar as you go back into like the cargo area where it's all been stored. And just kind of is like quietly kind of like just following, and like doesn't really join the conversation, but kind of just lingers around. Moonstar, as soon as she sees the bike, is just all over it. Like, is examining it and is, you know, kind of poring over it. Loads of Magitek, you know, artificer waffle at you that you don't really understand, talking about cycles distributions of arcane schools and forces and all of this kind of stuff. She's totally
nodding and looking between her and Nova, like, yep, Nova, you wanna jump in on this chat? I don't know what's happening.
Sure.
Didn't we have a suit of Magitek armor as well that we were trying to figure out what to do? I'm doing the secret.
We did
thing
because
well.
We discussed. Like, we discussed Sentry wearing it, and then it wasn't worn.
What's
so we do have it.
Written down.
Let me find it, but I definitely wrote it down.
Something gravion.
It was a gravity thing. Yeah. I definitely wrote it down because I checked it the other day when we were going through all this.
Yeah, you bring that out as well. Kyrie probably pulls that out. She goes over to like a storage locker. It's like, the armor that you brought and the power crystals are all in here actually. Quill.
What?
And she gets like a big wing. What? It's like,
okay. Anyway, here's the grav armor. Enjoy. I'm gonna. Bye.
Quill. Thalia's been really weird. She's like been really weird ever since you rescued her. I think she's like upset about something, but she won't tell me what it is.
I mean, I heard her yelling about people prodding and Using the ship.
Before that. Before. She was drunk when you all left. And she's always drunk. But this time, because we didn't have any more in the ship, as she's gotten more and more sober, she's been crying and she's been like really mad at herself. Like she's been like, I've heard her and I something's wrong. And I don't know what to do because I can't talk to her. I can't talk to her when she's like that.
I know that since she got here, she was always looking for a way out of the curse, and I made an attempt and it didn't work out, but maybe, I mean, I don't want to just ask her outright. I know that she wants out of the curse, but maybe I can have another try. I've gotten stronger since we last met.
You're just the only way. I just don't know what to do, and I didn't know who else to talk to, and Nova's being weird, and this is all really, this place is really different, and she's been quiet, okay? Like, there's all this stuff going on, and Nova's not talking about magic, and all this kind of stuff, and I pick up on that thing, sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, Nova has been quiet, yeah. No, I noticed it too, don't worry. It's weird. It's really weird, and I don't know why. But anyway, if you've been hearing Thalia, then maybe we should just ask her about it. Maybe we should just ask and just, maybe we have some better solutions now that we're actually here.
Just keep it. She's probably Okay, yeah, you should do it. Yeah. You're brave.
And then she kind of gets behind you like wings are kind of pushing into you pushing you forward.
Okay. All right. And I'll say it was my idea as well.
Yeah.
I love that she's talking to Quill now, and this is adorable.
Yeah. Well, he's a bird man, and she's like a harpy, so like she's like, I've got wings, I've got wings.
It's so nice to see her actually open up to someone, though. Yeah. It's adorable.
Yeah.
Bird pal.
Hey, Thalia? And Sentry.
Yes, Quill, yes. What is the matter?
In private. Private meeting.
Certainly. Well, Miss Moonstar, examine at your heart's content, I suppose. Nova knows how most of the ship's engines. She was a very fine engineer on our journey back. I'm sure she could probably explain to you how some of all of that works as well. Yes, Quill. And then she walks over to the cockpit, basically, like, all right, let's talk in here.
Now that we're back in Arois, I figured it'd be best to let you know that Sentry has regained her role of motivational master. Or wait, what was the role we gave you? Morale officer, not motivation master. No, that's a different thing. Morale officer. So she's like,
that's my other name. In
the best of spirits. She makes coffee, she makes food, listens to your problems and solves them. That's what Sentry does. She's the best.
Great. What was you wanted to talk to me about?
Oh, just, if you're in a little funk, then, with all the people prodding and prying, then just yell it out with Sentry. Let her know all the problems. We can solve it.
Wait, Nova's being weird, and so you're being weird.
Being weird? Nothing's happened.
What's happened?
Kyrie, run, we're busted!
When you say that, she walks, it's like a and she like runs out and towards a turret. Like she runs back towards a turret, like, I'm sorry, Thalia. She flies up into the turret.
Kyrie told me that you've been upset recently and quiet recently, and since arriving in Arois. You've been
Please don't make this any more painful than it already is. God, it feels like it's like I'm back in the courtyards when I was a teenager. I think I upset Nova, and it has been weighing on my mind. That is all.
Nova?
Yes. I did something stupid when I was drunk, and I regret it immensely. All right, is that what you wanted to hear?
Yeah. Did you hurt her? What did you do?
No, I was very, flirtatious, and when I'm drunk, I'm stupid about things like that. That's all. And yes, Nova is somebody I
respect a lot, and it was stupid. It was very stupid of me. So, if you will allow me, I've been pitying myself, as I always do when I'm sober.
Sedri! Sedri!
In fact, and perhaps it's better... I don't think she really wants to talk to me, so perhaps it's better if... And she puts the scarf in Sentry's hands. Like, if you should give that back to her. I don't think that I should really talk to her. Just another thing that I've fucked up in my life, so... Just... Yes, still.
Sedri!
What, Quill?
What? Solve it!
I he just looks at you both like, really?
I've dealt with crushes and teenagers, and this is different. This is a big thing. This is a big thing. I think they need to talk it out amongst themselves, Quill.
We really don't. No, that's a terrible idea. Like I said, just give Nova the scarf back and we'll just move on. We'll just try and forget it. That's all. I'll apologize and then we'll just move on. So.
As long as she's okay. Nothing.
I think I just, maybe not even upset, embarrassed. I don't know. I don't know. I'll apologize and hand the scarf back, and we'll just move on. We can all forget this hideous mess, and I can go back to drinking and forgetting what a complete disaster I am. How about that? That sounds good to me. Excellent. And she claps her hands and then goes to leave.
Is Moonstar looking at the bike this whole time?
Yeah. So like, no, 100%. They're in like the other bit of the ship, like looking at the
I'll
bike
just go to that bit of the ship. And yeah, I'm just standing there. Yeah. I'm just like, it moves people. It's got wheels. I really am not the person. Nova, why is everyone not talking about this?
I am not expecting you to provide me with any sort of technical specifications.
Oh, thank God. It moves things. Makes things go forward. Did we tell you that we put Lucius on it? He was a big block stone. I'm going to go now, bye.
Me and Sentry go in. Well, I think that went well.
Great job, well done there, Quartermaster Quill, if I do say so myself.
Wonderful. Nice job, motivation master.
Lucius walks in. What did you get up to? I've got the place to ourselves, by the way, so that we can all catch up and chat to each other.
Oh, lovely.
Well, perfect. Let's try and get this bike into the place. That place. The place, you know? The place.
Yeah.
Is that the plan?
Secret basement.
I'll hand Nova back her scarf that Thalia gave me. I'll just say, I'm not really 100% sure what happened between you two. But Thalia said she's sorry. I'll leave it up to you two, I suppose. I don't want to meddle.
Oh, she...
I'm not meddling.
So it's got two wheels. It goes forward. Nova!
She gave you my scarf. Okay, that's fine. That's brain. Ow. And there's a pop, and Nova goes invisible.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Anything. You can come talk. I don't know where you've gone, but you can come. You can always come talk to me. My door is always open, on the airship or anywhere else that we ever end up in the galaxy. I'm always here for you, Nova. I'm just gonna let you know. Okay.
Thanks, Sentry. I don't really know what to do with this, but being invisible helps. I don't understand what I feel. What brain hurt? Ow! Ow! Oh,
wonderful time to take a break with an invisible Sentry, like looking around the room, trying to give advice to an invisible, embarrassed Nova. I think that that's a great time to take a break, and then
agreed.
And we'll come back. We'll
run away from her problems.
When we come back, we'll assume you guys get the bike. There's not going to be any complications getting the bike to the Lucius basement, really. You guys take that back.
Shall we move the armor out as well? So it is 15 magitek crystals, the suit of Valkyrian armor, full plate, grav armor, heavy is what I wrote down, and magitek bike, which I underlined.
We have, no, it's 14 magitek crystals because we used one to power the bike itself.
We used one, yeah. Yeah.
So, see, some people write it down.
I knew, but I'm just checking.